AT&T Mobile.
KO4HX.
Straight, how is the ride down the mountain?
Oh, so good.
Like it.
Got on Wade Hampton yet?
Now coming up to the light at the church.
I'll be right behind you then.
Cars today.
This morning they've lowered the speed limit up and down 290 to 45 from 55.
To be 55 until what, you got past Sandy Flats?
Any more?
All about.
Trying to slow people down, I guess. Which they need to. And as rough as this road is, I don't know how you do 55 on it.
And that, so, you know, the interstate going through the 385-85 section is 60. But going into town on 385 at 65.
So you got more cars at that intersection now on 385 and 85, I don't know.
Just raised the speed limit just because they just got tired of writing so many tickets.
What's that, because they were sure wearing them out on 123 yesterday. Holy cow. Just me and you out there this morning.
Like I've been trying to get my heat going here. Article where the Buick was losing half of its dealers.
That brand is still around.
They were told, I guess, last year that by the end of this year they either had to upgrade for the electric vehicles or sell out. So half of them decided to sell out.
We'll go out of business this year. More electric cars just not catching on as well as they wanted to.
You know, eventually abandon that. All electric and go to, you know, a hybrid form. But, yeah, the others are still more reliable, right?
It is a more viable platform. But, we'll see. The government keeps mandating and people won't have a choice.
To know I was looking for a charger. Heck, sometimes it's hard enough to get into a busy gas station. Could you imagine if you had to sit there and wait for other people to charge?
Just rent you a motel room and spend the night.
Is that a long Tuesday?
I can tell, yes, Tuesday night. Now I just got to figure out what time.
If Susan has to work, yeah, the earliest she could make it would work that Tuesday.
Just going to try to plan for her somewhere around 5, 5:30. And we can get there, hold the table, hopefully, so it's not so long a wait.
And hopefully maybe it won't be too bad.
Like I said, we'll see. That's all we can do. Yesterday afternoon, I think he's going to try to come, too.
And yeah, I heard you guys talking, but it was about the time I was destined.
We're at HKX. Yeah, Jody and I talked all the way to the black hole last night on the way home, and then I had to bail out.
Guys, I got off the phone with Susan about the time I got to the church, and then I heard you guys.
CEF Mobile.
Drew, KO4HX.
Good morning, Andrew, KN4TFW.
Is Cal doing on this fine, brisk Thursday morning?
5:30 in the morning. Awesome.
We're here, and it's Friday for some of us.
I'm on Friday. I might need a last minute wrench for somebody's Christmas. I mean, going to have to come in Friday just to let people make sure they got everything they need.
last Saturday doing that.
Toe box is right.
Was.
Until Monday.
Because when you can get them, don't make them wait.
These are mine. And their money.
Well, I use car salesmen the way they are. They don't want to let you get out of there because once you get out, you change your mind and the sale's gone.
We'll get back to you. They know it's a done deal. We're moving on to the next person.
This one is, let me call the wife.
Looking for some time off and some, I guess a brain break from work.
Here, I'm ready for some time off and not to have to think about this for a little bit.
Off in the road's going to be nice.
Not have much going on. I told the wife, I said, the downside to winter camp being during my winter break is I'm giving up some of that to go to winter camp with the boys.
They're doing potent.
Good. I still need to try that screen out. I need to order that and try that out on my vertical antenna.
Pretty neat not to have to put out all those radials.
Official not to have to do it.
Okay, the plant next to us had a fire yet. I bet there was 8 fire trucks out there.
I was saying
yesterday the plant next to us had a fire. There was like about 8 fire trucks out there for half the day. Pretty isolated to a piece of equipment, but they had to get up on the roof and everything, and then all the people were standing outside. Of course, half of them didn't have coats.
It gives me a hard time because I don't wear a coat during the day. They don't realize mine is within arm's reach pretty much all the time unless I'm out of this truck.
People did they. So I'm just going out to the car, and the car's already warm, and then I'm just being work, and, you know, I don't need to take it, and then something happens.
But, man, we've done it before. We've had, you know, fires in different areas of the plant and had to evacuate and go stand outside. In this kind of weather, it sucks.
It does. It's usually raining. Guard yesterday, and then he didn't show up yesterday for his third and final day of training, KN4 TFW.
Surprised.
Coming.
He used to work in security at some of these other places where you get, you know, one or two cars, you know, every
security guards now. I mean, not, you know, there's so many of them that are just normal security, then they have a couple armed ones. That's crazy to think of nowadays, but I think it's an unfortunate reality.
Radio this morning on the way down the mountain, and they were talking about security and how, and something I hadn't thought about. Used to, growing up around the house, grocery stores and banks and places like that that had large sums of cash on hand, they had a security guard in the store. An armed security guard. Now you don't ever see any of that.
I wonder if a lot of it just comes down to cutting costs, not wanting to spend money on stuff like that.
The reason for it is, but you know, I think a lot of places are going back to it, especially with all the retail theft and everything going on now and crime on the rise.
They wouldn't have time to steal anything.
That stuff was their work.
Some towns, the way these people break into cars.
Think about living somewhere like that, like California or Los Angeles, where they just leave the windows rolled down so they just can get in the car and do whatever.
There's videos of those guys. Pop a back window, drop the back seat so they can look in the back, see if there's anything worth stealing, and then run off. Three bombs and stuff. And he did one last video, and he was talking about it, and you know, they had a laptop with GPS tracking in it, and the laptop, you know, was stolen, and it went to a certain place, and it sat there for a couple days, and then I guess somebody finally took it to a different place, and he said it was a fencing operation, and they showed it, and it's just, you know, just crap out on the street. And people just walk up and buy it, and they know it's all stolen. The cops know it's there, but they won't do anything about it.
I don't understand why they're not, if they know that it's all stolen, why they're not doing something about it. But I guess they can't prove it without a shadow of a doubt. I don't know. I don't know what the reason behind it is.
Just walk into a store, go steal a bunch of stuff, and immediately take it to one of those fencing operations to sell it. I mean, you figure there's got to be a way to shut those things down. But if they, as long as it's there, people are going to continue to do it.
It happens on points of highway on a regular basis. The poor Lowe's and Home Depot over there. With the people that buy it, knowing that it's stolen, that's the ones I get really aggravated with.
And I mean, at the end of the day, if they can't make money off of it, it ain't worth stealing. So that means there's somebody willing to buy it.
Those people are the same ones that standing in line complaining when their stuff gets stolen.
I'll be right back. KO4, see ya.
Everybody else is Friday.
Like Dummy. KN4, TNW.
Just send out the group message here today so everybody can make a game plan for it for Tuesday.
You like the skeleton crew out here today?
So, I know quite a few shops yesterday already had people out. Some of them sick, some of them just taking off early to for traveling.
Run to Anderson on Christmas or not to see them, but then we got a FaceTime with Susan's mom and sister, and then probably got a FaceTime with the daughter in Kentucky, and that, so our day's going to be all tied up.
I missed, is that Christmas Day? Well, I mean, think about the fact that we have those now. Used to, when kids or parents moved off like that, you just didn't see them at all.
Worked out good when the daughter was in Alaska.
So was she up there?
2010.
Watering this morning. I don't know what's going on.
That one.
Still, I said my eyes are watering this morning. I don't know what's going on.
And we're doing the same thing. I will see you.
The else is Friday.
Never check my phone before I go into work. When I don't start looking at my work phone till I go through the turnstiles at the plane. I refuse to do it. So, no, it's just a wife. She's stressing over Christmas and wanting to know what all she needs to get done. And I don't know. So she just wanted to call and ask me a question.
Poor age gags. My wife just now rolling over to get ready to go to work.
Once I leave, but now that we're getting closer to Christmas, she's trying to get everything together. She's been gone just about every evening to go look at Christmas lights or do something.
Hooked into going with her to look at Christmas lights?
I think Saturday, maybe. Either Friday or Saturday, I can't remember. I took her around. I drove around town. We went up through into Inman, up through Landrum, and then come back through Bowling Springs and just rode around. Just let her look at Christmas lights. That was pretty much it. Neither one of my boys were kind of interested this year, so I just drove around so she could enjoy it.
Growing up as a kid, we used to do that. Ride, just get out in the car and ride around in the evening and look at Christmas lights. I don't know. Does anybody even still do that now?
But other than that, I don't know. Hey, gentlemen, so I'm going to have to say 7-3. Y'all have a good one. Be safe out there, and hopefully we'll holler at you, I don't know, sometime over the next couple weeks or next year. Anyway, y'all have a good one. 73KO4CF, and I'll be clear on your phone.
Andrew, hope you have a great day, and there's not too many phone call messages there. And hopefully we'll see you Tuesday evening, KO4HKX.
Andrew, you have a safe day, and Merry Christmas, but don't talk to you again. KN4TSW.
Close.
Said sound like you said am I getting close?
KL4MUF.
And Jody, KL4HKX over here.
Good morning, Jody. KN4TFW.
Good group. I hope everybody's day is up and running well.
So good. I'm already sitting here at the first stop, watching the guys move around and get ready to do their thing.
Opens up at 6 o'clock.
Company.
But you're right, because that means you can get your day started at a decent hour.
Get my day started and get more in normal day.
Prospect is it Macco? Nope. Sockets and screwdrivers and wrenches I bought off a tool truck. It's off of Macco's.
You bought anything off of a tool truck?
You ain't lived yet, then.
Off the Snap-on truck one day at my old workplace. I needed 20 half-inch drive torque wrenches, and he wasn't cutting the deal, and it's like he made me mad, so it's like, you know what, I'll see you.
Something like that, you got to cut a deal, especially on volume buy. But Snap-on, they're different, so I can't speak for them.
Mine and his dad both own Snap-on trucks down in Florida, and they're both out of it now, but he was a good friend of mine, the boy was, so, you know, he'd get different things and stuff at real good prices and give them to me for that, but otherwise, you're right, they didn't cut no deals.
I kicked off the premises because he couldn't come when he was supposed to. He'd always come, you know, during regular work hours, and then he technically wasn't supposed to be working the factory anyway.
Since it's hard for us to make at a certain time unless you do like I'm doing right now. You're my first stop in the day, and you're early. That's the only time I can guarantee you that I'll be there at the exact time.
Convenient for them, and it helps you out too, right?
But like I say, during the day, I can tell you with about an hour window that I'm going to be there. But sometimes, I mean, it just, I can't tell you I'm going to be here at 2 o'clock or, you know, that. It just, I can tell you first stop in the morning and first stop after lunch. And that's generally it.
7-3, guys. You guys have an awesome day and be safe out there. And I'll catch you guys later. KN4TFW.
Ken, hope you have a great day. And Jody, I'm going to have to bail out of here too. So good to talk to you this morning. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3s, guys.
Have a great day. May be safe on 7-3s. KO4.